When Gajendra saw that his legs were captured by a crocodile, and very soon finding himself in a helpless position, a particular thought passed over his mind. He thought, I have been put into this situation because of my own past sins. I do not know what grievous sins I did that I have been captured by this crocodile today and being dragged into the waters. So when he thought like that, immediately the Lord in his heart supplied him the good intelligence to remember the prayers and offer those prayers continuously like a stream of poetry. And by offering the prayers, he attracted the Lord's attention and brought him. Similarly, when Parikshit was returning from the forest after putting a dead snake around the neck of Samikrishi, suddenly he felt repentant. Probably I committed a mistake. Probably the sage was in great trance. If it was, then it has become a great Brahmakula Avamanat. It has become an offense to the Brahmanakulam. So he deeply repented and he was even ready to accept any Brahma shap over himself. He was willing to forego all the opulences of the kingship and the kingdom, everything. So when Parikshit was repenting, lamenting and willing to accept any type of punishment, at that time the Lord in his heart supplied him the good intelligence to go to the bank of Ganga, surround himself with the saintly people, hear the Bhagavad Katha, perfect his life and go back to Godhead. Although Parikshit was greatly renounced and was a pure devotee, he actually claimed that the Supreme Lord, seeing my attachment to family life, must have wanted to strip me off from such material attachments and bring me to his lotus feet. Therefore, he has orchestrated this type of situation. Like that, Parikshit thought. So, you will see in the life of great devotees, whether it be an accident like what happened to Gajendra, whether it be a mistake as what happened to Parikshit, the pure devotees are always looking for the meaning behind such occurrences and how such occurrences can be utilized to enhance the relationship with the Lord, tighten the relationship with the Lord, and make the relationship more purer and sweeter. And by thinking so, they are willing to dance according to the tune of the Lord. Because Lord has some plan in everyone's life and he does different things in the life of devotees. And the devotees, without protesting or objecting or resisting or restraining themselves, they liberally allow themselves to dance according to the tune of the Lord. And that is actually what makes the Lord supply them good intelligence by being super soul in their hearts and give them guidance, direction, further course of action and the steps that makes the devotee glorious, that makes the world benefit from the devotee's attitudes, and that pleases the Supreme Lord in his heart very greatly. So the path of devotional service is very mysterious to the common people. It's very mystical. They can't comprehend it. But the Lord and the devotee have no confusion, and they have no bewilderment. They have no doubts because they know each other well. And therefore Krishna said, Yasyaham mana gruhnami harishyeta dhanam chanai. When he told that verse, he said actually the common people of the world may be bewildered, but the pure devotee is never bewildered because such dangers or mistakes or such occurrences only accelerates the devotional service of the devotee and towards the Lord. In fact, such instances become a golden opportunity for the devotee to cry out the holy name of the Lord more fervently by being put in a forlorn position. Therefore, unlike the Vedic chant, which is mentioned in the 8th offense, the chanting of the holy name is much different. It is performed with the heart, with one soul, with complete absorption, feeling of dependence and helplessness and surrender to the Lord, then the chanting of the holy name will be pleasing both to the Lord and the devotee, bringing them more and more closer to each other, revealing newer and newer facets of the path of pure devotional service. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.